Too Cool for School. Hammy the Wonder Hamster by Poppy Harris. Read by Susie Aitchison. Chapter 1. It was a busy, rushing about Monday morning in Bethany's house. Mum was yelling upstairs to Bethany that her friend Chloe was waiting for her, while Bethany was still throwing books, pens and pencils into her school bag. Sam was running downstairs and shouting, "I'm getting my trombone today! I'm getting my trombone!" Hamilton, Bethany's hamster, was sitting on Bethany's bed, reading a book about the Battle of Hastings. It was all so exciting that at first he hardly noticed what Sam was saying. At last he looked up, listened carefully with his head on one side, then looked for Bethany's mobile phone. Bethany always left it where he could reach it in case he needed to tell her or ask her anything. Sam's shout had puzzled Hamilton. He knew the names of all the bones in hamsters, humans, and most other animals, from the skull to the tiny little phalanges in the toes. But he'd never heard of a trombone. Was it another word for a toe bone or a vertebra? Or was trom a word for something else, like an arm, a rib, or a shoulder? Did anyone get a fractured trombone at the Battle of Hastings? Bethany heard the faint click of his claws on the keypad and looked up from her packing to see what he was telling her, and when Hamilton had finished the message, he pushed the phone towards her. She hoped it was something simple. She was running a bit late this morning and should really be on her way to school by now. "What's a trombone?" she read out loud, pushing her hair back. She closed the book about the Battle of Hastings and put it into her bag.
"Ah!